You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In Love with Motown. This is the show where we attempt to answer the unanswerable question, why are we so in love with Motown? Well, have a listen to our opener today from the Elgins, not as well known as their stablemates, the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and all the others we salute in these shows, but some of their recordings remain just as loved, like this one from autumn of 1966. Elgins getting us started in this edition of In Love with Motown here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Well, welcome along and thanks for tuning in. Lots of your favourites coming up today, not just from Detroit's Motown stable, but also from artists from the UK and beyond who were all in love with Motown. Now here's a song we heard performed by its writer, Smokey Robinson, a few episodes ago. Incidentally, don't forget all our shows are available via the Listen Again page on the website. Anyway, this was the song Smokey wrote in 20 minutes, detailing an imaginary conversation with his mother, which, as we found out, he never actually had. This recording features a group who enjoyed, well, most of their commercial success in the 70s, after they'd actually left Motown and went on to become forever associated with Elton John, thanks to the hit they enjoyed with him, Are You Ready? But they had started out with Berry Gordy's label years before, and in fact had to change their name to ensure they weren't confused with the UK folk blues outfit, the Spinners. So these guys became known as both the Detroit Spinners and occasionally the Motown Spinners.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She says, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, my mama told me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand.
My mama told me,
Spinners with one of the many classics penned by Smokey Robinson. So as songs like the first couple we've heard today began to be played on UK radio, the message from Motown was reaching the ears of young British musicians, one of which was a drummer from West London who would not only go on to front one of the most successful and loved bands of all time, but would also release solo versions of one of the Supremes hits, as well as work with Lamont Dozier on the soundtrack for a movie he starred in about a bunch of train robbers. Now, this guy has said in interviews that despite having sold in excess of 100 million albums with Genesis, that he has always been in love with Motown.
Honey, you do me wrong, but I'm still crazy about you.
That's Phil Collins from his 2010 released album, Going Home, which I'm sure we'll be hearing more of in these shows here on lgradio.online. We've heard lots about how Smokey Robinson, along with the writing team of Lamont Dozier Holland, wrote so many of the Motown hits, but there were other in-house writers whose names we might not be as familiar with, but whose songs we are, one of whom features the sad story of Roger Pensaby. Now, Roger had enjoyed success with songs like Take Me in Your Arms and Love Me, and was unlike any of the other staff writers at Motown, being part Sicilian and part Irish. And his, well, it's a tragic story, because upon discovering his wife was having an affair, he felt, well, there was no point in going on. And so he wrote this next song about having suffered heartbreak and pain, and then 1 week after it had been released, at the age of just 23, he tragically took his own life. Here is one of the many heart-wrenching but yet superb songs that Roger Pensaby left us with. This one, courtesy of The Temptations.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Cause so badly, I wanna go outside. But everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, cause crying, this is the pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain. Ooh, baby, let it rain. Oh yeah, let it rain. Tear-stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies desperately for rain. Cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
The Temptations here on In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. Incidentally, please do let me know which songs have kept you in love with Motown, either via the message board on the website at lgradio.online or via the email, which is info@lgradio.online. The love affair between the UK and Motown did actually work both ways. There's some amazing recordings by the Motown artists, and here's one of the many Motown recordings that features songs that originated from these shores. When George Harrison wrote this song, it wasn't finished in time for the Beatles' White Album, so he gave it to his friend Joe Cocker to release instead. And it's also the song that Frank Sinatra labelled as the greatest love song ever written. It's been recorded more than 200 times, including by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, featuring on their very last studio album, which they made for Motown in 1972.
Somewhere in the smile.
Miss Martha Reeves and the Vandellas singing George Harrison. Time for one more here on In Love with Motown, and it features one of the many groups who were and still are in love with Motown. They'd grown up obsessed with the music of Berry Gordy's label and went on to achieve their dream of releasing their own album on the Motown label in 1991. For our last one today, they teamed up with the great Patti LaBelle, and it features on a 2007 release paying homage to their and our favourite label. So to finish off today's edition of In Love with Motown, featuring their special guest Patti LaBelle, this is Boys to Men. To Men, concluding this episode of In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, check out the website. You can find out when all our shows are on and also when you can listen to this again. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.